Nightlight has partnered with Fan Roll Dice by Metallic Dice Games to offer an exclusive discount on one of their gorgeous dice sets that we've fallen in love with because of their satisfying weight and, let's just be honest, sparklies. Not to mention their impeccably constructed dice accessories. In one word, velvet. Visit fanrolldice.com, that's FANROLLDICE.com, and use our discount code Nightlight for 10% off any new additions to your dice hoard. A portion of your purchase will come back to us and help support our shows. So go to fanrolldice.com with the discount code Nightlight to get 10% off of any additions to your dice hoard.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Hi, I'm Tanya Ransom, creator and executive producer of Nightlight, a horror podcast featuring creepy tales written and performed by Black creatives from all over the world. This week, we have the first of four stories in June, all from Blacken Roots, an anthology of non-traditional zombie stories, which releases this month. But before we get to our class in zombie creation, I want to take a moment to say thanks to our newest patron, Gracie. I'd also like to thank Olivia for their donation via PayPal. If you'd like to support Black horror and enjoy ad-free episodes, just go to nightlightpod.com/legion to join the Nightlight Legion and get a shout-out on the podcast, plus occasional bonus content. You can also make a one-time donation to support us at nightlightpod.com/donate. And don't forget, Nightlight merch is available, and you can support us by sporting Nightlight-branded gear. Just go to merch.nightlightpod.com to get your t-shirts, hoodies, notebooks, and more. Now sit back, turn out the lights, and enjoy Recipe for a Zombie, written by Eden Royce and narrated by me, Tanya Ransom. In these days of mass-produced everything, sometimes it's a joy to focus on the handcrafting of one special item, one you can dedicate yourself to perfecting. Trends in zombies have moved to armies of chemically created mindless flesh eaters, a far cry from their origins. The zombie was born in Haiti, where the intended was specially and lovingly chosen. Once selected, they were molded in an artisan fashion where the practitioner accepted the time required as inseparable from the end result. One person bound to do their bidding. While zombies are created with Vodun and aren't usually in my repertoire as a Huduin, this recipe is a fusion of both magics that yields a minion anyone can treasure. Preparation time, 30 minutes. Cooking time, 24 hours. Difficulty, easy. Makes, one. As with all magic recipes, the smart practitioner is prepared. Wear comfortable shoes with traction in case the need to move quickly arises. Bring your resolve as well, because once you've begun, there is no going back. But if you've decided to take on this recipe, it's likely you already know that. Ingredients. Number one, your intended. Number two, a lockable room. Number three, one handful of narcissus powder. Number four, a pinto coffin. See the note below for more information. Number five, white paint or chalk. Number six, salt. Number seven, seven black candles. Lard or beeswax is best, but soy will do. Number eight, matches or a lighter. And number nine, a cast iron pan. That's optional. If you don't have a pinto coffin, which is cheap pine nailed together, a trunk or crate or any kind of breathable container will suffice. Directions. Remove coffin lid. Isolate your intended with a casual invitation to your locale. If you're already on intimate terms, all the easier. If not, the offer of a cup of coffee or a glass of wine is a tried and true ruse. Administer the powder. Some recipes will tell you to blow it into the intended's face, but this isn't a requirement. The object is to get it into the bloodstream quickly, so find the closest and most accessible mucous membrane. Step back. Your intended will likely have a brief moment of shock after exposure to the powder. After this, all bets are off. Your intended may jerk, spasm, grab at you, any number of unpredictable things. This is where those high-traction shoes will come in handy. Get out of their way. They won't be able to get far. Soon, they'll crash to the floor. This is the hard part. Keep your nerve. Remorse, tinged with horror at what you've done, may creep in, and some may find their desire to continue will waver. Understandable when you see someone you know and or love catatonic on the floor. Should you find yourself on the precipice at this step of this recipe, don't despair. This is where you must dig deep, beyond any shred of lingering sympathy, and pull on the real reasons you are making this recipe. Are you furious that your subordinate has now become your boss? Has someone you called friend been seen out with your heart's desire? Or maybe you're like me, with a general misanthropy that pervades everything you do. Whatever your personal reasons, find your purpose and clutch it tight. Let it propel you through the remainder of the task. Do you have it? Good. Moving on. Once the intended calms, approach with the cast iron pan in hand. The powder should have done all of the work for you, but if they're not completely subdued and try to rise, hit them in the temple. Not too hard, or you may cause damage beyond repair. If you have the arm strength, a well-aimed punch will accomplish the same goal. Should the intended's bladder or bowels loosen, don't worry. This is normal. Move on to the next step and clean up later. Unlock the room. Lift or drag your intended inside and place them into a prepared coffin. Paint your name over their head and heart. Close coffin and nail shut. Surround with salt. Place candles around the box in a clockwise direction and light each in order of placement. Seal room and leave undisturbed for 24 hours. Important: no peeking. Many a practitioner has been disappointed with the results because curiosity got the better of them. Ignore the scrabbling and scratching. Tidy up, distract yourself, have a hot bath, and get some well-deserved rest. The next day, unlock the door. Survey the room. If the ring of salt is undisturbed, enter and open the box. Your intended should be reclining inside, ready to do your will. Test by giving your zombie a simple instruction. Perhaps to smile or kiss your hand. If your zombie is able to complete these tasks with little effort, slowly incorporate more complicated commands, or those your intended at one time found distasteful or beneath them. Above all, enjoy your hard work. Thanks again to our patrons for supporting this podcast. Because of your support, listeners around the world get creepy tales in their ears every other week. If you want new stories every week, the only way for that to happen is to join the Nightlight Legion by going to nightlightpod.com/legion. You can also make a one-time donation via PayPal at nightlightpod.com/donate. If you're unable to support us financially, word of mouth is the next best way to help. Give us a shout-out online on Twitter, TikTok, or Instagram at nightlightpod, or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/ransompodcasts. Reviews are also a huge help, so be sure to leave a few kind words on your podcast platform of choice. Audio production for this episode by Jen Zink. And to thank you for listening until the very end, we have a creepy fact for you. Many folks have heard of the ethnobotanist Wade Davis, who wrote the book The Serpent and the Rainbow, which supposedly revealed the secret of making zombies. Tetrodotoxin to mimic death, then Jimson weed to keep the intended zombie under the maker's spell. Since his book was published, however, scientific studies have proven the so-called zombie powder contains neither of these ingredients in any meaningful level. So, did the folks in Haiti lie to Wade to protect their secrets? And if so, what's really in zombie powder? Join us next time, and be sure to leave your nightlight on. You never know what chef might be making preparations for you in the dark.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.